Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben, we're going to learn how to play golf today because we've got three of the top teachers in the world, Karen Palacios-Jensen, Claude Brousseau, and Kieran Conwar are all in the clubhouse with us today. Ray Stosic, CEO, 141 Worldwide, the Sony Open, man who knows it all. We've got it all for you today. And so much, it's so exciting. I think Adam Shupak, Senior Writer Golf Week, he's going to lead us off, and he's excited because guess who's coming to town? That's right, he's going to be here for the Sony Open and for the Century, and we've got tee times for you. The Cavemen are going out, a Big Island. They're going to play Makalei. There's an 843 if you'd like to be there, a 916 and an 1108. There's also an 832, a 910, and a 1048 at the Volcano Golf Club. There's a 1010 at Poipu, 18 holes open for play. 11 o'clock, 12:20, 1 o'clock, and the Happy Warriors are heading out. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Okay, Kauai Lagoons, 10:30. Kukui Ula, 8:36. And the Pantaloons. I think this is the only girls group that we've got going out. The Pantaloons are heading out to the Hawaii Kai Golf Course on Oahu. And there's a 9:16 if you'd like to be following the Pantaloons. And at 10:30, Royal Hawaiian Country Club, Doctors Not On Call. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. And that goes for the betting fools who are also on the course. Different ones. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has Doctors Not On Call. There's also an 8:30, a 9:10, a 10:24 if you'd like to go play around. And betting fools are playing at Teva Beach. 8:50, 9:08, and a 11:10 open for you if you'd like to. Give them a call. The Shane Victorino Tournament, raising money for Maui. They're so big. The Shane Victorino Tournament is so big now, it's taking up the entire gold and emerald course at Wailea. And then there's the blue course, and there's tee times on the blue course, one at 12:30, one at 1 o'clock, and one at 1:30. Maui Nui has a 10:56, an 11:12, and an 11:36. And then on the bay course, there's an 8:46 and 9:28. That's a Kapalua. So we're going to kick off the show with Adam Shupak, Senior Writer Golf Week, author of Dean Beeman, Golf's Driving Force, after this.
Brought to you by Stretch Lab Hawaii, one-on-one assisted stretching sessions just like the pros. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever. And the Century starts off the PGA Tour's 2025 season at Kapalua, January 2nd through the 5th.
Yeah. Oh, before I bring him in, it's going to be partly sunny, high near 81, yay, south-southeasterly wind, 5 to 8 miles per hour, becoming light and variable in the afternoon, so we may be perspiring just a little bit more than we'd like. Adam Shupak is a senior writer for Golf Week magazine. Welcome into the clubhouse, Adam.
Thank you. Great to be with you. It's been a little while.
I know. It's good to have you here. I'd have you on every week, but I didn't want to be a too often asker. She's calling again. What excuse can I come up with? You've been lugging around your laptop and golf bag and following the sun to write about golf since 1997?
At least, yeah. It's been a while, but it's been a pretty good year. A lot of good stories to tell.
Oh yes,
kind of getting towards the finish line. I've got I'm doing the RSM Classic this week in Sea Island, Georgia.
Beautiful.
And jobs are on the line. So I think this is always an exciting week when there's a lot these guys are playing for, a lot of emotion.
Yes, and when you said jobs are on the line, the thing that I'm all confused about is the PGA Tour's conversations about having fewer players. Can you kind of wrap this up for us and explain what's going on?
Well, the vote happened on Monday and it was approved. So starting in 2026, instead of 125 fully exempt players from the FedEx Cup point list, there's only going to be 100. So that's a lot of jobs going away.
Yeah.
They also reduced the number of Korn Ferry Tour graduates who get promoted to the big leagues from 30 down to 20. So that's a pretty big reduction in the number of people that are going to have access to the tour. And the idea was, you know, some of the players weren't getting into many events. You know, the Korn Ferry Tour grads, the Q School grads, they didn't play very much until, you know, March or even April. And so it's just not, it wasn't fair to have players have a card, but really not have the same chance to make it into the top 70, keep their card in 125, get to the 50 and the chance to get into all the signature events for the following year. So the idea is with fewer cards available and reducing the size of the field, these guys are going to have a better chance to a more even playing field. And they're going to reduce fields from what used to be 156. The new max is going to be 144 if there's only one course. A bunch of events will be down to 132 and 120.
Wow.
So there's going to be fewer opportunities for these guys. They're going to have to probably play more. So we'll see the best players, I think, get together more often. And one of the real reasons that they pushed about this was that there's not enough daylight, and the pace of play as it is to get 156-man fields around the course in time. Basically, you have two 78-player waves. It's a math problem, you know.
Yeah.
You've got 13 groups per side, and it's taken about 4.5 hours. So the course is just becoming a parking lot, and there's nowhere to go, is how Gary Young from the rules and competition side of things explained it. You know, then I talked to Lucas Glover, one of the veterans out there, former U.S. Open champ, and he says they must think we're stupid if this is what, you know, pace of play. He's been out there 20 years, and he says, you know, we didn't have a problem 20 years ago. There used to be 5 guys that were slow. Now there's 50.
That's what I was.
If you just had a better policy to take care of the slow play problem and pace of play, you know, if they played in 4:15 or 4, or maybe even just 4 hours, like they used to, you know, they could still play 156 man fields. And I think there's a little bit of truth in both of their points.
Yes, yes. It was exactly what I was thinking. Tell them to play faster. It's not like they don't know how. What's the point?
And one of the problems with, you know, they're making some changes to the pace of play policies, and it was a bit of an uproar because some of the fines are actually being reduced, which seems, you know, laughable. Like, wait, you're going to fine these guys are playing so slow, they're making the purses are so inflated, and now you're gonna, you know, instead of $50,000, they're only gonna have to pay $20,000. Do you think that's gonna work?
No.
But what they really want to do is enforce this policy, and the people that are the biggest culprits of slow play are going to be. It's going to be hard to hide because the pace of play should move faster with these smaller fields, and so. They have basically their version of a shot clock through the shot link system. They know who's taking too long on putts, who's taking too long hitting their tee shots, and the 10 to 20% slowest are going to be, you know, called out every week. And if you keep having these fines, if you're a recurring issue with your pace of play, you're not only going to get fined the heavier amount of $50,000. But that number is going to double with each year and the number of violations that you have. So it seems like they might have a way to root out some of this problem, and we'll see in 26. We got one more year. Basically, they passed this you know, just this week, and so everybody knows what they're playing for and what's at stake next year. They know what, you know, the goalposts have been moved, and instead of being in the top 125, you really need to be the top 100. 101 to 125 will have conditional status, kind of like currently 126 to 150. And you really don't want to be there because you want to be able to know that you're in events and pick and choose your schedule and go to the courses that you like rather than kind of have to just go whenever you get a chance.
Is there a strategy to slowing yourself down so that you can mess with somebody else's head?
Yeah, I think some of the guys that are fast you know, Lucas Glover has said this on the record that, you know, he would play slow so that they'd get on the clock. And then it's not a problem for him, but the guy in his group who is slow now has to, is forced because he's on the clock. He's got to play faster. So, yeah, these guys do have their little techniques to try to work the system a bit and get a guy to, you know, have no choice but to play faster.
And then not as well as he, as well as they could. It's like, yeah, I'm going to slow down, make him slow down. And then he's going to get all, you know, nervous. And
and to Gary Young's point, there really wasn't an incentive for guys to play faster because there was nowhere to go. You know, they're going to wait. If you play too fast on the front nine, you have to wait at the turn anyway, you know. If Camilo Villegas, in a story I did, was saying that, you know, he had a 25-minute wait for the first tee because of the backup, and he went in and ordered an omelet at the restaurant, you know, because he played too fast on the front nine. So there was never really that incentive to play faster because you really couldn't do too much about it anyway. It didn't really do you any good.
Yeah, I could just see at the turn, you know, a big restaurant where they're all sitting down having cocktails. Just lunch is being served now, and while we wait for the rest of them to catch up, or get along so we can go. It's just this. All right, so the PGA Tour is happy with this. Did they want it as well, in addition to the players, or was it a tour thing?
Yeah, I think the tour has been pushing for this. They think it'll produce, quote-unquote, a better product.
Okay.
They want to have more events that they have the cut made on Friday versus running out of daylight and having to, you know, bring guys back out in the morning on Saturday before there's a cut. I think there's some minor financial gains to all this that'll help the books. But, you know, I just think it's taken away a lot of job opportunities. So there's certainly a contingent of players that are not happy, who feel like, you know, my job, I'm going to lose. I have a better, it's more likely that I'm going to lose my job or not be able to have long a career out here. And the difference between, you know, the 125 and the, and 99 and 101 is pretty small. And the amount of money you're playing for, if you get booted back down to the Korn Ferry Tour, is enormous at this level. And so, you know, the rank and file, I think more than anybody, aren't too happy. But these guys that are in the top 10 or 20 who maybe voted for this, you know, they might be battling. They might not like this in 3 or 5 years from now. They might regret that they voted for this because, you know, Jordan Spieth, he was number one in the world for a while. But, you know, the last few years, it hasn't been as easy. And, you know, he could find himself on the outside looking in. And somebody like Colin Morikawa, who's just been a world beater, you know, if he could become like David Duval and all of a sudden he can't find the fairway or hit the greens quite as well. And then he's a top 125 and getting booted to the Korn Ferry Tour. He might not like it as much. It seems so simple to say, yeah, this is great for now. But some people may be on the other side of the fence and before too long.
Who voted?
So this has been discussed for really, I'd say, the bulk of the year by the Player Advisory Council, and they made their recommendation to the board of directors, and then that 12-man group, which is 6 players now, includes Tiger Woods, it includes Jordan Spieth, it includes players like Peter Malnati and Webb Simpson, and then the independent directors, that they voted on this. And, you know, I don't think they really said whether it was unanimous or not, but I have a feeling that in this case it was.
Yeah.
One of the other neat things that did come out of it, and a lot of the players supported, was they are making some tweaks to the value of the points, the difference in the points between the signature events and the opposite field and a regular event. And they're really using incorporating a system that Maverick McNealy, one of the players, kind of figured out all on his own, using some data golf numbers and strokes gained information. And it's pretty ingenious that, you know, he kind of just showed the tour, look, this doesn't make sense the way we're doing it right now. We should do it this way. They took a good look at it and they said, you know what, you're right. And the players all liked it. And so that was probably the one thing that everybody was, well, maybe not everybody, some of the guys that were in the signature events that were getting like you know, more points than they probably deserve. They maybe liked it that way. But overall, I think that was probably something that people really supported. And Maverick McNeely, a Stanford guy, you know, really into the numbers and using data analytics to get better. He has helped make the case. There were a lot of players who just intuitively looked at this and said, this is not right. You know, a fifth place in a signature event should not be that much more than a fifth place in a regular event. And then Maverick came up with the data that backed it up. And so kudos to the tour for looking it over, seeing that he was right and going along with that. So I think that's an improvement that will be that actually is going into effect immediately for 2025.
Interesting. I was just looking at you, some of the things you wrote about. Ludvig Åberg is back in and playing after, I didn't realize it was 13 months.
3 months.
Oh, excuse me. I was like, he's gone for 13. That's my error.
He last played in the Tour Championship and then right pretty early September ended up having the surgery to repair a torn meniscus. It had been bothering him since May. He did skip one of the signature events at the Wells Fargo Championship in Charlotte. And, you know, he said that it made it difficult for him to bend down and read putts. It was something that he knew he could play through, but he also knew he needed to have the surgery. And this was a good window of time for him to do it. Finishing 16th in the FedEx Cup, he really had nothing to gain playing in the fall. And so, you know, he's taken the last couple months off, but as a defending champ, wanted to give himself a test, and he showed some rust on Thursday, shot three over, but you know, he's Ludvig Åberg and he's a stud, and
he is.
Bounced right back with a 64 yesterday.
Wow. And, yes. You know, that's we'll yeah.
The rust is gone.
Yeah. The rust is gone. U.S. Ryder Cup players being paid for their performances at Bethpage Black. The European players not being paid. I don't think they want to be paid. I think this is something for them. It's like for country. And that's what I thought the U.S. Ryder Cup was all about. So I was kind of put off by the big paychecks. Your thoughts on it?
Yeah, it's a tricky one. I mean, I certainly agree with you that there's something special, a little more special about the Ryder Cup, that there isn't a purse. We're not talking about money all the time. But it also has become huge business. I've always liked how the players were donating money. And it's, I kind of was the first person to break this story where I was at the President's Cup, and they always have in the media guide a couple pages that describe where the players give their money. And I didn't see that for this year for the President's Cup. And I asked, it turned out they had changed this policy in 2022, didn't really tell anybody about it, but instead of giving them $150,000, they bumped it up to $250,000, and it's now just a stipend that they really don't have to give a charitable donation, so there wasn't any list of where they were giving it. I talked to a lot of the players, and almost to a man, they were saying, I'm still, you know, this money's still going to my charity, and
okay.
Telling me, you know, beautiful things that they were doing to help their local communities.
Yeah.
But I asked the PGA of America, what are you guys going to do? And they came back and said, we're probably going to do something similar and to a higher level. And then James Corrigan from the Telegraph did some more digging and came up with, you know, sources telling him $400,000. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot.
But when they're charging $750 just to get into the gates to go to the Ryder Cup, which seems, you know, ridiculous.
Exorbitant. It's ridiculous.
You know, they're making so much money off of this event.
Oh.
And I do think that, you know, the players probably deserve a larger cut. But I think I always liked the idea that it was going to charity. And I wish that they kept that as part of it rather than this stipend where it feels like now it's a pay-for-play event, just like anything else. And with the amount of money these guys are making, I am of the camp that – for 1 week, they can
yes.
they can play for just the country
for
and not,
country.
Not a paycheck.
Come on. As a kid, that was what the Olympics was all about. You know, I mean, it's like USA, USA. You know, it's just like, hey, hello, where's our national pride? I don't understand. So,
right.
Adam, I've got you. Will have to be on more often. So I will be putting out the ask, and I know you're a family
right.
man. So you know, I've got to make sure that. that it's a good time for you. And if I get no's, but I'll keep knocking. Knock, 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 knock.
Yeah, as long as I don't have a tea time or plans with my wife and daughter that I can't
tweak. Of course.
I love coming on your show, and I'm excited to get back to Hawaii, bringing the whole family. We're gonna be coming in right around Christmas and staying through the whole century, and then I'm gonna come over solo to the Sony. So excited for that.
I'm excited. I can't wait to see you sit at the table. Maybe you'll have time to be on the show. It is early, yeah. But then again, you're on an earlier time, so you probably...
I did it last year. I can do it.
Yeah, okay.
Say hi to Ray for me.
I will.
Say hi to Ray.
I will. Adam Shupak.
Tell him I'm coming.
Senior writer Golf Week. Ray, he's coming. Author Dean Beeman, Golf's Driving Force. I wanted to ask you if you're writing another book. In 15 seconds?
Yeah, I am, but it's kind of on the back burner, so there's nothing urgent.
Okay.
Nothing coming off the presses.
Okay. Awesome. I'm glad you are. Thank you for being in the clubhouse. Good to hear your voice.
Anytime.
Aloha.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Oh, yes.
And, good golfing to you.
Thank you. You too. Aloha. We're going to come back. Kieran Conwar. PhD, Biomechanics and Anatomy, LPGA Master Instructor, Golf Consultant to Golfers and the Golf Industry. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
It's Aloha Powers Mower Magic Sale, featuring riding mowers from homeowners to landscapers. Warranties and delivery available. We take trade-in mowers. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Mowers, blowers, trimmers, generators, chainsaws. You want them? We got them today. Aloha Power Equipment, Evilay, next to Costco gas station and in Waipahu.
Aloha.
And we ship off island.
Power Equipment.
Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
All right. Now, we're talking about golf. We're going to have Kieran Conwar on, Dr. Kieran Conwar, PhD, in just a minute. But stretching is fundamental to prepare or to recover from golf, from running, from sports, from being in your chair all day long at work, you know. It's introducing Stretch Lab Hawaii. They've got studios in Kahala Mall, Kailua by the Foodland, Ward Village at Kolua on Oahu Street, and the new salon is coming to Waikele. It's one-on-one assisted stretching. The sessions help improve your swing and your flexibility and actually shows you how to really stretch, not a yawn stretch. This is a real stretch for your swing and your flexibility. You'll move better, feel better, play better. Tell them the golf club sent you, and you can gift to somebody, you know, like the gift that feels so good. It's a Stretch Lab gift certificate. Stretch and mobility are yours at Stretch Lab Hawaii.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Kieran Conwar was in 1989, India's first female golf teaching professional. After having won the 1983 National Championship, the All India Ladies Open Amateur Golf Championship, Dr. Kiran Kanwar, PhD, Biomechanics and Anatomy, LPGA Master Instructor and Golf Consultant to golfers and to the golf industry. Welcome into the clubhouse, Kiran.
Thank you so much, Daniel. Thank you for having me. It's always great to be on your show.
Absolutely fabulous. And when I asked Dr. Kanwar what she'd like to talk about, she said the short game. And I was so excited because that's the one I feel the most confident at, you know, playing the short game. Something about the full swing that just drives me crazy. I always think I'm doing it poorly. Isn't that a great swing thought? Not. Which part of the short game do we want to focus on?
So recently I've been making posts all over social media about chipping and putting. I started with chipping, and it's very easy to chip poorly or not, you know, not get the result you need, because anytime you're chipping, you should be in position for an up and down from not a very long distance. And then as you putt, people say your speed matters more than your direction, which it does. But you always want to have a stroke that is perfect, because if you don't, regardless of how good you are judging direction or distance, it won't always pan out. So it's great to have a stroke, a setup and a stroke that are science-based and can give you the best possible results you can have, of course, provided that you practice it a bit.
Huh. When you say, could you explain what you mean by science-based?
All right, so the typical chip shot that you can just go on YouTube or anywhere and see, it has a lot of moving parts. For this tiny little thing, the chip shot of, say, 15 yards, you're going to move your legs, you're going to lift and drop your torso, you're going to move your arms and bend your wrists, you're taking a huge backswing and a smaller follow-through. Why? The traditional thought for many years has been the dog wags the tail and not the tail the dog, which means the body must move the arms. So I always make the analogy, suppose a dog had a tiny little fly at the end of its tail, would it move its entire body to just get rid of the fly on its tail, or would it just swish its tail?
Yeah, I think the swishing, yes, yes.
Exactly. So all you need to do is set up. You can see the setup in my video. Then keep your elbows and wrists fairly close to one another and quite straight. And just swing back and through, like sticks back and sticks through. No legs, no rotation, nothing. You're staying like a pool cue on a straight line back and through. And you cannot miss distance or direction, rather. All you would need to do is practice your distance control. So it takes out the left and right that your body rotation will inevitably create. All you need to do is be simple, simplify, and your results will improve dramatically. And then I do the same thing for the putting stroke. Is also very much an arms stroke, although a lot of people teach it as a shoulder rocking movement. The shoulders are part of the torso, and the torso is a big, heavy body part to move consistently, especially when you're under pressure. When you have an all-arms movement, no wrists, mind you, just arms, it's a much easier stroke. It's something that's very natural to people. If you just give some beginner a putter in the hand and say, make a putt, everybody thinks they're great at putting, which we all are. And it will be mostly an arms movement with a bit of wrist. So all you're doing is cutting out the wrist, keeping the arms, and that's all. You're not making movements that are unnecessarily sophisticated and will impede your consistency.
So
does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And yet, you know, that pendulum, they talk about the pendulum move with the shoulders. Is that too much movement?
No, so the movement with the shoulders is too much. Now, my answer to the pendulum situation is that a pendulum merely bottoms out at one particular place. Suppose your ball is not at that exact spot where your club bottoms out. With an arms movement, you kind of shallow out your low point, so it allows a little more margin for error. Your low point can be anywhere in the vicinity of the ball and give you good contact. Whereas a pendulum just has one single low point and it's going up again. Why do you want a pendulum?
Got it. Okay, interesting. That's very good. That's very. Oh, now, where can we see your videos?
So I just finished the chipping videos on everywhere: Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, even TikTok. Though I'm past the age, LinkedIn, wherever you want to find social media, you can see it. They are very recent. I had 6 parts to the chipping. Start at part 1 and come to part 6. Maybe YouTube is the best. The minimalist golf swing system, you would type into YouTube, and there you would get it quite easily. Instagram is at Kiran Kanwar Golf. And you could see all 6 parts of the series. Start at the beginning, go to the end. The last 6th one talks about the chipping yips. And just today, I posted my first one on putting. So the putting one will go 2-3 posts, and then you'll get all the information you need on putting.
Wow.
Basically, what I'm saying, Danielle, is don't just make any swing because the pros make it, because your coach tells you to, because it's the done thing. Make it because it's reverse engineered from impact. For putting, what do you need? You need a center contact. You need your face to be square at impact and with a straightish path. And you need a slight rise angle, which means the club climbs a little more in the follow-through, which I can make you do without having to think about any of these points. So once you know where your club needs to be at impact, work backwards to figure out how to move the club and then how to move the arms and, if required, the body. And you can get the best stroke for the job that you're trying to do, given the design or the constraints of the human body's joints. So don't do anything that's not natural for your joints to do.
Nice. That, you know, you'll not hurt yourself. That's beautiful. I was talking about stretching. And as a biomechanics and anatomy specialist, how important is stretching?
Stretching is very important because it's like a warm-up. You do it as a warm-up, so you don't just start. It warms up your starts your blood circulation. It warms up the nerves. It gets you going for action, especially when you're going to just run to the first tee and start swinging. But a little warning, there's a lot of research that shows there's 2 types of stretching. One is static stretching, where you just stretch as you stay in position, which has been shown to reduce performance in many sports. And then there's dynamic stretching, that you stretch as you're moving. And that stretching is supposed to be really phenomenal because it warms up all the parts of your body. And it does not, there's so many videos on YouTube, there's so many places to locate stretching, especially at the place you mentioned must be a phenomenal location to go to. You just need to make sure you're warmed up, and you can then, they'll probably show you things to do on the golf course to warm up just before you tee off. It makes sure that you don't start cold. It will not give you a bad first tee shot, hopefully. And also it will give you more consistency and lead to less likelihood for injury.
Wow. Dr. Kiran Kanwar, PhD, biomechanics and anatomy, LPGA master instructor. Do you have a favorite golf course?
Not really. I would say in India, where I've always done all my playing, and the Bombay Presidency Golf Club is where I won my national championship. So maybe that's where my heart is. Uh-huh. Other than that, I don't play that much golf. I make sure to practice every day so that I'm practicing exactly what I preach. Other than that, I haven't played in a while. So I'll go if I go to India, I'll play at my home course, but haven't played much otherwise.
Wow. Yeah, and you created the minimalist golf swing system, MGS. That's what you were talking just a second ago. You said minimalist golf swing. Where did that come from?
It comes because I call it the minimalist golf swing system because it includes full swing and short game. And there's a ton of information on my website, yourgolfguru.com. The word came about because it moved the minimal number of parts that you actually need for good contact and consistent contact with less injury risk. So that's where it all comes from. I've done a lot of research over the past 32 years to make sure that what I'm saying is really true. and people will 100% benefit from trying it out.
Wow. YourGolfGuru.com. That's where you find Dr. Kiran Kanwar, PhD. Also on all the social media, you can see her videos. Thank you so much for being in the clubhouse. We need to talk again and more often.
Thank you so much, Daniel. It was, as ever, great to connect with you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Kanwar. Aloha. We're going to come back. Ray Stosic, tournament director, Sony Open in Hawaii. He's going to be with us. It's January 6th through the 12th at Wailea Country Club after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
You've heard of Stretch Lab. We talk about Stretch Lab on the show. We've been talking about how stretching, you know, talk about going to play golf, stretching fundamental to prepare or recover from golf. You want to have your muscles all ready to work. Introducing Stretch Lab Hawaii with studios now at Kahala Mall, Kailua by Foodland. The new studio, it's in the Kolua building, 1000 Oahu Street, a big, beautiful white building at Ward Center, and also coming soon to Kapolei. One-on-one assisted stretching sessions. It helps improve your swing and your flexibility. So important for afterwards, so your body didn't suffer. You'll move better, you'll feel better, and you'll play better. Tell them the golf club sent you. Stretch and mobility are yours at Stretch Lab Hawaii. Okay, hey there, Hawaii. I love when they write things for me. It's that time of year, the hot fall riding mower sale. It's at Aloha Power Equipment. And whether you're a homeowner or you've got a huge area to take care of, there's the super-sized landscaper. We've got the riding mowers of your dreams on sale waiting here for you, you know, at Aloha Power Equipment. And you don't want to forget those accessories, because once you're cruising in all that grass and you're like far and far away, you want some accessories like a gigantic cooler. I'm not sure what all the accessories are, but I know Aloha Power Equipment's got them. From mowing to mulching and to bagging, we make your yard work so much easier. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. Remember, it's still fire season. It may be raining, but protect your property with the best tools around. And if you live on a neighbor island, no worries. We ship off island just for you. New shipments rolling in daily, and tell them Danielle sent you.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Ray Stosic, tournament director, Sony Open in Hawaii. It's January 6th through the 12th, and it's at Wailea Country Club. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ray.
Aloha, Daniel. It's that time of the year again.
It is.
Yeah, we're getting excited for the event, and with this rain that we've had the last month, better that we've got it this early. So the course is in excellent condition, and we're looking for exciting event.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous place to be. I mean, you're right along the ocean, and the golf course is fantastic. You've got you still have some like pro-am spots. What are pro-am spots?
Yeah, that's the exciting opportunity where you get to play with one of the professionals in a pro-am. There are over about $1,200 worth of gifts that you can choose from at
wow.
Roger Dunn. Our partner has over 4,000 golf items at their shop. And then, of course, you get to go to the function. So the draw party is pretty exciting where you get to have a chance to select your pro as a team. And then on Thursday night on our awards dinner, you know, Sony, besides the chefs that Sony brings in from local chefs and around the world, and also Sony Entertainment, which is a giant concert that happens on that Thursday evening at the Hawaii Convention Center.
So after a great round of golf, you're going to have fantastic food, and you're going to get a bunch of prizes. This is a wonderful opportunity. How do we take advantage?
Yeah, we have about 20, 22 spots left. If you go to SonyOpenInHawaii.com for more information, it's all there. And you're also helping just the local community because we generate this money so that through the pro-am, so that we can give $1.2 million annually. That's the minimum amount to local charities.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's, you know, I mean, we're so lucky that we have the Sony here. How many years has it been?
Well, I've been the actual tournament's been here over 40 some. I've been a part of all 20. This will be the 27th Sony Open. And my team and I have been a part of it for all 27.
Wow.
Like I mentioned last year, we started when we were in our early teens, and so we're still doing it. And we love what we can contribute to the charity.
Yeah, I really appreciate you and your entire team. The money that goes back into our community from the Sony Open is truly spectacular. You also need volunteers because, you know, there's so much to do, and there are committees that are recruiting for volunteers so you can get out. Tell us, what do you need? What does a volunteer need to do? Are there any special requirements?
The first thing, you just have to have a loving heart and want to give back to the community through our charitable giving. But we have some many exciting areas. There's everything from admissions where you help when the people come into the event. There's parking because we have numerous parking locations in a residential area. We have standard bearers where you actually get to hold a lightweight sign, be inside the ropes, and be right next to the players.
Wow.
So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
If you want to get up and close to the players.
That's nice.
So those are just some of the areas.
Yeah. There's a shot link, and there's the pro transportation and gallery management. If you're interested, you go to SonyOpenInHawaii.com, and you can register there. This is one of those wonderful times when we can all get together as a community and help out. For tickets and hospitality passes, are they on sale now?
Yes, they are. And so a season badge, which is good for the whole tournament, is $100, and that's available at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. And then we've got daily admission tickets Wednesday through Sunday that are $40 each. And then for those of you that are on a limited budget, you can come out and see the players on Monday or Tuesday. It's complimentary. That's practice day on Tuesday for the pros. And so those are some times that if you can't afford to purchase a ticket.
Yeah, my son surprised me with a visit. You know, there's a doorbell, and it rang, and he was like, what? Who is this strange ranger? I haven't seen him in 7 years. And he's here. He's in the military. He's in the Army. And he's wonderful. And so the military is invited, too, to something you call the Birdies for the Brave Patriots.
Yeah, we have that program where we select some local military service members where they actually caddy for the pros just one hole through in the early part of the week. And then, more importantly, we have Pacia Corporation, who's been our proud sponsor of our Pacia military tent. And most tournaments that I go to, they give some complimentary food and beverage to the military in those communities for the active. We're one of the only tournaments that I'm aware of that we give free admission along with coming into the Pacia tent. And it's active duty, it's retired duty, retired military, it's reserves, it's military dependents. All you need to do is have a valid military ID. And not only, not that I'm promoting this, but not only food and beverage, they also have some beer, complimentary beer, and some wine that they provide.
Nice. That's fantastic. That's now, I overlooked something that's really important, because in addition to the season badge and the daily admission, there's the Sweet 16 Chalet Hospitality Pass. What is that?
You know, the 16th hole being the wildlife signature hole with the trees, the palm trees in the back.
Yeah.
Showing the W. We've built, and it continues to grow each year. We have the G Lion Corporation with High Steakhouse providing food and beverage. It's a real high-end experience for their food that they prepare every day on site there. And that's a $265 in the early part of the week and $290 on the weekends. And that's for that high-end food from Hive, and also beverages included.
Yeah.
That and admission.
And so it's kind of a place where you can, after walking around, you can kind of sit down, have something to eat, have something to drink, and look out over the ocean or wherever it is, and look at the palms. It's a beautiful location. And if you can take advantage of this, if you've got the time, you really need to, because it makes you feel so relaxed. It's like being away, home away from home, but with the beauty of a, you know, multi-million-dollar view. Now, you were talking about parking, but this is really, really cool. Is this the first year that you've got to ride your bike to the Sony Open in Hawaii?
No, this is actually our fourth year. Huh? We continue to try to promote it. Working with Sony Corporation, green initiatives have been important to Sony Corporation and the Friends of White Charities for years. So besides recycling a number of the products that occur on the golf course, and we have recycling teams throughout the week that are collecting them, we've, for the fourth year now, we have complimentary bike valet services. So if you're in the neighborhood and want to bike to the event, the Hawaii Bicycling League is working with us for the fourth year now, where they will not only give complimentary bike valet service, your bike is protected, and it's about 100 yards from the front entrance of the golf course. So that's a pretty cool offering.
Yeah, that is a very cool offering. I'm going to be mentioning this many times as we lead up to the Sony Open in Hawaii. And thank you, Ray Stosic, for being inside the clubhouse. A real pleasure talking with you. You got so much going on. Really good work. Thank you.
Thank you, Danielle. We appreciate all your support for the event all these years.
Right on.
Hope to continue.
Sony Open in Hawaii, January 6th through the 12th. And maybe Ray will come back on later on this year in December. The tournament director, Sony Open in Hawaii, Ray Stosic, and it's all at the Wailea Country Club. My name is Danielle Tucker.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
It's Aloha Powers Mower Magic Sale, featuring riding mowers from homeowners to landscapers. Warranties and delivery available. We take trade-in mowers. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Mowers, blowers, trimmers, generators, chainsaws. You want them? We got them today. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to Costco gas station and in Waipahu.
Aloha.
And we ship off island.
Power Equipment.
Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
Let's go back to the stretching. It is fundamental to prepare or recover from golf or running or any sport. We're introducing Stretch Lab Hawaii with studios at Kahala Mall, Kailua by Foodland, in Ward Village at Kolua on Oahu Street, and our new salon is coming to Waikele. This is one-on-one assisted stretching. So not only, you know, are they there, they're going to help you understand the stretch move that is best for the different parts of your body. One-on-one assisted stretching sessions improve your swing, your flexibility. You'll move better. You're going to feel better. You're going to play better. Tell them the golf club sent you. Give the gift that feels so good. That's right. They've got gift certificates at Stretch Lab. Stretch and mobility are yours at Stretch Lab Hawaii.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the other side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
The golf club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
And thank you very much, Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy at the Wailea Golf Club on Maui. And of course, Wailea Golf Courses, three fabulous courses. And we were talking about the various tee times available at Wailea. He's Golf Channel Academy lead coach and Golf Digest certified instructor. Ranked number one teacher in the state of Hawaii by Golf Digest list of best teachers in the state, 2024-2025, 2022-2023, and 2019-2020 in every, this is the third time in a row. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse.
Hello, Danielle. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. Now, you are also the talent contributor in Morning Read, and you do so many different things. I have no idea how you keep up with it. And then you let us know when you quest. I like this, the quest to be better. How Rory got his mojo back. I'm not sure how to put it. Could you tell us how you, the different steps to go through?
Good. Perfect, Danielle. So, yeah, that's very interesting. So, Rory, for, you know, he won last weekend at the DP Tour Championship in Dubai. So, that's 6 years in a row. So, now he reached the same level than C.V. Ballesteros. And there is only one more guy. It's Colin Montgomery that had won that title so many times. So, what he did is very interesting. Because when you want to make some change in your swing, it may sound strange, but sometimes removing the ball is a very good thing. So what he did is for 3 weeks, he hit balls in his house, in his simulator with a net about 10 feet in front of him for not seeing the ball fly at all. So this way, he can stay focused on what he wanted to feel different in his body. And the reason, especially at a high level, but it applies for all of us golfers as well, is that he was saying, when I see the ball flight and it's not what I want, so I'm adjusting my swing for the ball flight that I just saw. So he says, I want to change that. I want to get my body moving what it should move to produce a ball flight. So then I just stay focused. And, of course, he had feedback on that, on how moving his body without seeing the ball. And obviously it worked really well for him.
So. Nice. Really good. Our air conditioner is dying over here, so in case you're hearing some really strange noise in the background, now you know what it is.
Okay.
Very strange.
So,
yes,
so
go ahead.
For us regular people playing golf, so the first step will be you need to identify where you lose more stroke in, let's say, in your swing, let's say. What part of the swing give you the big troubles, let's say if it's impact. So it's very rare that you need to do a makeover of your swing, even for the general public, I will call that, playing golf. Often is one or two things that needs to be improved, and there is a domino effect, I call that, on the quality of the shots. So first step is identifying where in your game you lose the most shots. Is it driving? Is it putting? Is it chipping? Is it pitching? Is it bunker? Is it poor course management? Because sometimes that's part of what you need to improve. Then the second step, obviously, you need to find an expert that will help you. I mean, everybody in life in general have coaches to help them to get better, or friends. So in golf, I strongly recommend finding a good coach that will help you to establish a game plan. That's step number three. Game plan, or where you will need to start, and how would you improve with how much time you should spend on it, what exercise you need to do. That's kind of the fourth step. So the fourth one is finding exercise that will change the motor skill of how you move your body. Then you don't need to hit a lot of balls necessarily, but you could do swing in front of a mirror. You must provide yourself feedback on what you're doing, because feedback, it's helping you to feel. We know, Daniel, that feel and real in golf is different. So the feedback will provide what is the motion you need to do.
Yeah, absolutely. You need to get that feedback. But you were giving me an example about Rory McIlroy, and he was having such a hard time. And then, you know, in his round at Dubai, in Dubai, he comes back with a 67. So what do you think he did to find his game again?
Okay, so what he did is that 3 weeks working in the simulator, but specifically in his swing, what he was talking about is he had the tendency to take the club too far outside of the target line on his back swing. That causes him to cross the line, we call that. So let's say the shaft at the top of his back swing while going across the target line. And from there, he had to make some manipulation. And doing those manipulation, he will miss the ball sometime to the left, sometime to the right.
Yes,
so
yes.
That's stressful for a player when you don't know where you will miss it.
Yes.
So he kind of really specifically get his takeaway different that will allow them to avoid to do some compensation. That's in this case, that's kind of specifically what he worked on.
Yeah, so he spent 3 weeks hitting into a net?
Yes.
I mean, that's something, you know, it's just so rote. You just have to keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it.
Yes, but he had feedback. He had force play there. Of course, at that level, you got all the equipment you need. But to help him to make sure that he was measuring all that stuff. Yeah. So, but, you know, the best in any sport, they are very focused on the mundane, not fun thing to do, because at that level, it's just the marginal. He didn't rebuild this swing. He just tweaked couple little things.
Yeah, yeah.
So for us, you know, the listener and people like you and I that don't do that for a living, I will say the general rules when you want to go on the quest of getting better, I will give you a few general rules, is when you go at the practice facility, you have to establish what success is. What I mean by that is, let's say, success is making sure that you contact the ball in the middle of the club face.
Mm. Yes.
So you will take only 5 balls, and for the next 5 balls, that's the only thing you evaluate. Now, very, very simple way for your listener, let's say you buy a Dr. Scholl's powder spray for the shoes, you know, for the foot, and you spray that on the face.
Oh.
Then that will tell you on every shot where you contacted the ball on the face. So that's what I mean, immediate feedback. For the recreational golfer, you don't, if you could, that's okay, but you don't have a track man, you don't have a force plate, you don't have a studio.
I don't.
Some do, but not too many. Then what you need to do is having a feedback. This is a very, very simple feedback.
Yeah, because you can look at the club and go, oh, that's right, the ball came in contact. On the, you know,
correct. You will see if you hit it on the toe or on the heel of the club, low on the club face, high on the club face, and hopefully more often in the sweet spot.
That would be nice.
So, yes. then that's what I mean, establish what success is. So let's say success could be, for another example, let's say you're slicing the ball. That's a very common problem for the golfer. So the next 5 balls, they must curve to the, you need to hook them. So that means for a right-handed player, the next 5 balls, anything that it's not slicing, and then if it's going left, hook 30 yards, that's success.
Oh, okay.
Then people say, Claude, you're nuts. The ball didn't go straight. Yes. We were not helping you to make the ball go straight here. We were helping you to stop slicing the ball. So left is good. Then, let's say the first ball go way left. So the next ball, you say, okay, as a player, I will make it go left, but a little bit less.
Okay.
And you still focus on that. Could you recognize in your body, just for 5 balls at the time with a specific success established, could you put 5 balls in the row that goes to the left? Could you identify in your body what make that happen?
Yeah.
But the club face was oriented to the left when you touched the club face, contacted the ball. Probably your swing pad was a little bit to the right, and then that's your recipe.
Okay. You know, you say we should do this in short sessions, like 10 minutes?
Correct. But so here's the main reason for that, Danielle, is because it's easy to get for the brain to get wander at different place where we don't stay focused or mindful of what we're doing. So I would suggest take your phone, put the timer 10 minutes, and for 10 minutes, establish what success is. Do one thing at the time to get improved. Then when that ring goes on the phone, okay, now you had practice or develop a new motor skill. So for the next few balls, just test it as playing. Take your driver, see if you can do it. Next ball, take your, let's say, 7 iron, see if you can produce the same ball flight.
Wow. Okay. And, you know, somehow I think I spend too much time thinking.
Go ahead. I like it.
No, I'm sure, you know, and some people call it stinking thinking, you know, and it's not positive usually. And I wonder if I'm doing this right, you know, am I practicing right? What do we do about the thinking facet of this game?
It's so fantastic that you asked that question, Danielle. So, thinking less is a skill that you need to work on. So here's my advice. every time that, let's say, you're over the ball and ready to do a shot, you start thinking, you have to say to yourself, stop, replace thinking by trusting.
All right.
You have to replace that thought with the one that you want. Okay. You don't want to think. You want to trust your swing, even if the level of quality of it is not necessarily what you want.
So if I go straight, or a little off straight, I should say, at least I have managed to go in the right direction. I'm not that bad, but my mind tells me I am. You know, that's...
It's very good, Danielle. That's a skill people need to practice at the facility. I always share with the golfer, before you swing in your mind, missing a shot doesn't exist. You're good until proven otherwise. And then it's so interesting. Let's say golfer, I've been seeing them for a lot of them for a long time. Mm-hmm. They do a good shot and they act surprised. And I turn to them, I say, how in the world can you act surprised? What was your intention? Missing it, not missing it, or do a good shot?
I'm not the only one. Wow, did I just do that?
But Danielle, when you just have that reaction and you see, and I share that because it's a hobby, it has to be fun. So I tell the golfer, when you just did a good shot, you look around and you say, who just did that good shot? Like you just expressed.
Yes.
Then to ingrain that, you have to, what I call, do not rush to the next ball. Take the time to integrate in your senses, how in the world did you just do that shot?
Okay.
You don't want to overthink it intellectually, Danielle. It's more a senses. What did you have in your head? How much tension did you have in your body? How did you move your body? How did you move the club?
Yeah. Sometimes
Let good shot go wasted.
No,
that's what I share with them.
Oh, that's beautiful. Because it's true, because it feels so good when it works right. I'm not going to say perfectly. Because I don't think there is a perfect, but, you know, some guys do have perfection.
Yeah, but Danielle, let's just clarify that.
Okay.
Even Rory said that. Okay. We seldomly do perfect shot. So when he was, you know, making this change, he says, because, you know, the buzzword in golf is consistency. So he says, to me, be consistent is just the dispersion of my bad shot are tighter. So instead of missing the target, let's say for us, for him, 5 yards, he will miss it 3 yards. Or instead of 15 yards, he will miss it only 10 yards. Now, for your listener and us playing golf, so that means, okay, instead of hitting the ball, I would say outside of the course, we keep it in the rough. Then as we get better, we put it in the fairway. We golfer put too much pressure on themselves to, let's say, especially off the tee, to put it in the fairway. Fairway is better, Danielle.
Yes.
But you can score if you're not in the fairway. The goal number one of the tee is keeping the ball in play.
There you go. You see,
we can decrease the level of pressure.
Yes. And we do need to give ourselves a break. I mean, like in thinking, that thinking thing. Get the brain out of it. Let the body do what it wants. You know, the body actually knows what to do.
Oh, yes.
Right? It's just, and the brain gets in the way. You know, and
correct.
There is
a place to think, but it's when the thing, it's the place to think is before you swing.
There you go.
At the ball, Danielle, you want to be an athlete. Seriously.
I mean, think of
any other sport.
Yes.
I mean, if you play any other sport, you don't think how to do it. If you swim, did you ask yourself how many degrees my left elbow is bent when I move my right knee? And should I breathe in the middle of that? That's how people play golf.
I know, but, you know, we actually do think about those things. We're just making me laugh.
Not when you do other sports.
In other sports, it's movement. There's always movement. So in the movement, it takes the brain out. The brain can't keep up with the body. But in golf, the brain is in charge of the body. <It's>
like, and let's put your buddy in charge, Danielle.
We got to put the body in charge in golf and not the brain, you know. Once you figure out what you're going to do, and that you have to be positive like that, right, Claude? Once you figure out what you're going to do, then you push the brain to the side, let the body do a couple of warm-ups, and then hit the ball. Just go for it. There. And then
exactly.
You go, wow, look at, did I just do that? Yes, you did.
Exactly.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, absolutely. Celebrate the good shot.
Yes.
And then the one that are not exactly what you want, stop calling that a bad shot.
Oh.
It's a learning shot. What did you learn? Oh, my ball went 30 yards right off my target. How come? Then if you figure that out with your coach, because the ultimate goal for a coach is having Danielle be able to coach herself when she goes and play.
Nice. That's
you have
nice.
To own that information intellectually first. You understand why the ball goes where, but most importantly is in your senses. Can you feel the difference?
Yeah, that is awesome. Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, you're amazing. Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy at Wailea Golf Club on Maui and Wailea Golf Courses. There are three fabulous golf courses. Golf Channel Academy lead coach, Golf Digest certified instructor and teacher. Best teacher in the state, ranked number one by Golf Digest, the list of best teachers in the state of Hawaii, 2024-2025, 2022-2023, 2019-2020. My goodness gracious, man. Thank you for being inside the clubhouse with me today and helping me get
Thank
the brain.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Aloha.
Aloha, Claude. We're going to come back. Karen Palacios Jensen, Golf Digest Best Fitness Trainer in America 2025-2026. Master LPGA Professional. She's with us next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
You've heard of Stretch Lab. We talk about Stretch Lab on the show. We've been talking about how stretching, you know, talk about going to play golf, stretching, fundamental to prepare or recover from golf. You want to have your muscles all ready to work. Introducing Stretch Lab Hawaii with studios now at Kahala Mall, Kailua by Foodland. The new studio, it's in the Kolua building, 1000 Oahu Street, a big, beautiful white building at Ward Center, and also coming soon to Kapolei. One-on-one assisted stretching sessions. It helps improve your swing and your flexibility. So important for afterwards, so your body didn't suffer. You'll move better, you'll feel better, and you'll play better. Tell them the Golf Club sent you. Stretch and mobility are yours at Stretch Lab Hawaii. Karen Palacios Jensen is joining us. Golf Digest Best Fitness Trainer in America 2025-2026. And she'll be with us right after the Aloha Power Hot Fall Riding Mower Sale. Because right now is the time, you know, everything's growing. Isn't it wonderful? It's been raining and the grass is getting tall. Yep. It's the hot fall riding mower sale at Aloha Power Equipment. Whether you're a homeowner or a supersized landscaper, we've got the riding mower of your dreams on sale waiting for you. And don't forget the accessories, from mowing to mulching and bagging. We make your work a whole lot easier. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. It's all done. And it's still fire season, even though it's been raining and the grass is green and growing. You know, protect your property with the best tools around. Keep everything under control. And if you live on a neighbor island, no worries. We ship off island just for you. And the shipment's arriving daily. Tell them Danielle sent you.
If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458, and have more fun playing golf.
Karen Palacios Jensen, Golf Digest Best Fitness Trainer in America 2025-2026, Master LPGA Professional, NASM Certified Personal Trainer. Karen developed a system of working out to help golfers of all levels improve their golf swing and their fitness at the same time. Her website is cardiogolf.com. Karen Palacios Jensen, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks for having me on. I love the way you pronounce my name.
Oh, you're wonderful. Thank you very much. It's a beautiful name. So I was watching one of your videos, and you were using your cardio golf slope to do exercises. And it was interesting because I could see you kept showing us that we should dip here and go up and then come back down. And that was very cool. What was that good for?
So the cardio golf fit slope is a regular fitness step, but it has a twist for golfers. It's arced and it's sloped like a fairway. So think about it, Danielle. On the golf course, and you know, I don't know where you are in Hawaii, but I've played a few places that it's super hilly. You never have a completely flat lie. So when you practice, you should be practicing on some sort of unstable surface. One foot's higher, one foot's lower, because that's how you play on the golf course. So the slope is a way for you to practice those uphill and downhill lies, the ones that you have all over the course, but there's nowhere ever to practice them because the driving ranges are completely flat. But it also assists in getting our weight shifting in the correct way. So, for example, if you're on an upslope where, you know, your back foot is higher, I mean, your back foot is lower the other way, when you swing back, it actually helps you go down and around and load your weight into your back foot. On the other side, the downslope, it helps you shift your weight towards the target, where people go wrong as they pull back and try to help the ball up in the air. So it can really help you in a lot of different ways.
That's great. So, yeah, when you just said help the ball doesn't need help from our body. We need to trust the club to help the ball, I think.
Right. There's a special sequence of the golf swing that allows the club to work and allows the loft of the club to get the ball up in the air, where, you know, we're all control freaks. We think that we can do better by helping the ball up in the air with our hands and arms. If you just let the sequencing work, it does work a lot easier.
Probably more efficiently, too.
Yeah. And I'm just guilty of it, too, so I'm not... saying that I haven't done that either.
So you use your cardio golf slope for yoga too?
Yeah, you can. It's just a great fitness tool. It has a little bit of a slant, so it assists in some exercises, making them a little bit easier to do, and it makes some exercises a little bit more difficult to do. And think about it, in nature, you know, you're never walking on a completely flat lie. Yeah. So you should be doing some exercises with one foot higher, one foot lower, one foot at an angle, just like in nature, and that's what the slope does. So you can do some of your yoga, Pilates exercises, varying the foot position. It has a little bit of an arch. So when you place your foot on your ankle, your knee, your hip have to stabilize, so it actually works your core a little bit harder. It helps you with your balance. So it's just a great thing. You know, think about it. It's much easier to walk on a flat surface than it is on an unstable surface. So that makes you work a little bit harder. So it's good to exercise that way as well.
You also have Cardio Golf TV. So are you, tell us about how that works.
Yeah, so I have all my workouts online. So Cardio Golf is a way for you to practice your swing and get exercise at the same time. We know we need to exercise for better health. Cardio, endurance, we need agility, we need balance, we need strength, flexibility, all that. So my program encompasses that, and also it adds the element of working on your golf swing at the same time. That's why I call it Cardio Golf. So on my platform, I have a warm-up. I have strength training exercises. We do endurance exercises. My signature workouts, I call them Groove Your Swing, where we get on that slope and we practice the uphill and downhill lies. And we do practice swings away from the golf course. A lot of the times, once that ball gets in front of us, we'll do anything it takes to hit the ball. So our form goes out the window. So if you could practice a little bit of good form away from the ball, then that movement will feel more comfortable when you go play and practice. When you improve your technique, your game just becomes more efficient.
Your husband is Olympic gold medalist Dan Jensen, and he uses your exercise program. I think that is fantastic.
Yeah, he's really good. Well, he loves to play golf, and he trains. He's a strength and conditioning coach, and actually he's kind of moved away from speed skating, and he trains everyday people, but he trains NASCAR drivers.
Oh,
and if you know anything about NASCAR, those guys get their heart rates up to like 180 and max during the races. So they have to do a lot of endurance training. They need to be strong. They don't have power brakes or power steering, and they need a lot of focus. So the fitness component is really important. So he's been training NASCAR drivers for about the last 10 years.
Wow. We don't think about the fact that there's no power steering.
Right, or brakes,
yes.
Or air conditioning.
Yes.
They don't even have rearview mirrors. They have someone in the ear telling them, that there's a car behind you, a car in front of you. So they just have to rely a lot on their senses. And so fitness is a big part, and so that's what Dan's been doing lately.
That's awesome. And so one of the questions, I go to your website, cardio. What is your, I don't want to make a mistake.
Cardiogolf.com, you can go there, and that'll take you to the Cardio Golf online subscription where you could start a free trial for 30 days if you'd like to. I do have some free content that you can peruse to check out. Cardiogolf.com, I have a store where I sell my Fit Slope. I have a little shorty club. You like the shorty club.
I do.
It's the club that you can swing inside where you're not going to hit the ceilings or the walls. So you can practice a little bit every day. And then I have some golf gym equipment, some great bands that you can use at home to stretch and strengthen. So that's all on cardiogolf.com. You can get there to all those different places at cardiogolf.com.
There. Thank you. And you say just 5 minutes a day and I can get my golfing, my body in golfing shape?
Well, think about it. And I say 5 minutes every day, but usually when you get on there, 5 minutes turns into 10 or 15 minutes. But if you just do a little bit every day, where I see people go wrong is they're like, okay, I'm going to wait until I have 2 hours to go practice. Well, first of all, that block of time never happens. And then when we get there, 2 hours, that's a long time. We don't know what we're doing. We get bored, or we might overdo it and get an injury. So think about it. If you just did a few minutes, 5 minutes every day, then you would build upon it. And, even just practicing the grip, especially for beginners, if you don't know how to put your hands on the club, well, if you practice every day for 5 minutes, that would become natural. So when you go play or practice, now you don't have to think about the grip. Now you can work on something else. So that's why I say 5 minutes every day, if people really committed to that.
Just, yeah, it gets long, a little bit longer, fine, but just 5 minutes, as you said. You know, you could be sitting and practicing your grip. No, probably not the best idea, but K-O-R-L-Y-N-I, Honolulu. That's who we are. You also, I like this, the Cardio Golf 30-Day Challenge. Are you still, is it still possible?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
For sure. If you go to cardiogolf.com and just type in 30-day challenge, that will come up. You can do it for free. And this is the beauty of the 5 minutes. Every video is like 2 or 3 minutes. The first day, we talk about the putting your lead hand on and doing some practice swings. Then we put the right hand on, and then we put both hands on. And every day, we build upon it. So after 30 days, you have practiced a little bit. And they say, studies show that in order to make something a habit, you have to do something for at least 30 days in a row for it to become a habit where you don't have to think about it anymore. So that's why I like the 30-day challenge. If you swing the club every day for a few minutes, it would start to become natural.
That's cool. And now, if let's say I couldn't get outside for whatever reason, would the shorty club fit into indoors doing the 30-day challenge?
Oh, absolutely. So the shorty club I developed to help people be able to practice anywhere, any place, in your office, at home. It's short for a couple of reasons. It's short so you're not going to hit the ceilings or the walls. You're not hitting shots with it, so there's no judgment of where the ball is going, so you can actually work on your technique. Also, Danielle, the club head is closer to your hands, so when you practice and you stop at impact, you can see what the club head is doing.
Oh, yes.
Some people don't even realize the club head is what directs the ball. And the other thing is just having that piece of equipment nearby keeps the golf in, you know, the front of your brain. And so you'll pick it up and swing it a few times. And that's what golf all is about. It's about feel. So if you go too many days without practicing, it's like you have to start over every time. So that's the Shorty Club is great. I developed it. I used to teach in Miami, and then we'd have these people come down from the winter, you know, from the north, and then they would go back in the middle of January, not practice for a few months. So I gave a guy a practice program, and he called me and he said, "It's a great program, but I'm not allowed to swing the club in the house anymore because he broke the chandelier."
Oh.
So that's when I came up with the idea of coming up with a practice club where you're not going to whack the ceilings or the walls.
You know, disaster is the thing that makes people invent things.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's always so much fun talking with you. I get such a kick out of all the different things that you have created so that we can get better physically and golf-wise. And I really appreciate it. I've got 3 pages here and I haven't gone through it all. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse, and we need to talk more often.
Oh, yes, I would love to. Thanks for having me, as always.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you for being here. Aloha. All right, we got to wrap things up here. So Danielle Tucker's, that's me, Danielle Tucker's, it feels so weird saying that, Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club is brought to you by Stretch Lab Hawaii, one-on-one assisted stretching sessions, just like the pros get, to improve your flexibility and your swing. And you know, as soon as I was watching this movie, I'll say it again, and a person is getting stretched, and somebody barges in and they both kind of look over like, what are you doing? We're in the middle of this really important stretching, one-on-one assisted stretching sessions, just like the pros get, to improve your flexibility and your swing. It's at Kahala Mall, Kailua, the new studio at Kolua on Oahu Street. It's 1000 Oahu Street at Ward Village, and opening soon in Kapolei. Aloha Power's darn hot fall sale. Well, it's not, it's south winds aren't going to help today, but it's only going to be 81, I hope. Riding mowers from the homeowner to the supersized landscaper all in stock, on sale, mower accessories galore, available so you can mow it, blow it, and bag it and be done with it. Let your equipment do the work faster, smarter. Get yours today. Aloha Power Equipment. You know, they're on Farrington Highway in Waipahu by Waipahu Depot Street. And they're in Iwile right next to the Costco gas station. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. For self, health, friendship, go golf. And the Century is kicking off the PGA Tour's 2025 session at Kapalua's Plantation Course on Maui, January 2nd through the 5th. And then we'll have the Sony Open in Hawaii on Oahu. Yes, may you all hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.